before we dive in, I want to just open up this time just in a word of prayer. So, Heavenly Father, thank you so much for today and the blessing that it is, and the fact that we get to come together and pray together and hear each other's needs and together bring them to you, Lord. I thank you for that opportunity. Lord, as we open your word today, I ask that it be an encouragement to those who hear and an encouragement to myself as well. It's in your name I pray. Amen. So I want to start out with just a thank you. This is my second time speaking at a Wednesday night, and so I guess that means that I did something right the first time. I did notice that last time there was a little dozing off. Now, I'm not going to point out anybody. I'm not going to name any names. Danny Hawks. No. So all that means is for me, I'm going to try to make it more engaging. So that means at some point tonight, I'm going to ask you to give me some input, and I'll fill you in on that in just a second. Tonight, we're going to be in the book of Philippians, Philippians 2. We're going to be looking at the verses 5 to 11. Philippians 2, 5 to 11. I wanted to use tonight, the time we spend tonight, to look back at, I know that December 25th, when we celebrate Jesus' birth, has passed, but I want to look back at that and just marvel at the fact of his coming. And so that's why we come to Philippians 2. There's a phrase that I hear every year. It's not a bad phrase, but it's something that I notice every year. It's said, and I'll tell you in just a second. I heard in public speaking you're supposed to have like a hook to bring people in. So if I tell you, you might as well just get up and leave. No, kidding. I know you wouldn't do that, but. But I'll tell you that phrase that I hear every year, and again, it's not a bad phrase, but just something to think about. So let's read in Philippians 2, 5 to 11. Have this mind among yourselves, which is yours in Christ Jesus, who, though he was in the form of God, did not count equality with God a thing to be grasped, but emptied himself by taking the form of a servant, being born in the likeness of men, and being found in human form, humbled himself by becoming obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross. Therefore, God has highly exalted him and bestowed him in the name that is above every name, so that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. I want to focus in on verses 6 and 7. I'm going to reread those just so that we have those in our mind. Who, though he was in the form of God, did not count equality with God a thing to be grasped, but emptied himself by taking the form of a servant, being in the likeness of men. Now, if you go to Bible college, you get to pick up on these phrases and big theological words and all that. So I'm going to share one with you. This passage right here is known as the kenosis passage. I'm sure you guys already knew that. But if you didn't know that, tomorrow you can go and share that with your friends and impress them. You say, yeah, last night we were looking at the kenosis passage. And kenosis simply means the self-emptying of Christ, self-emptying of himself and him coming down and veiling his deity through that. Now, if you really, really want to impress them, you can say, we were looking at the kenosis passage just so that we could get a better grasp on the theological doctrine of the hypostatic union of Christ. Now, if you want to say that, that will really impress them. So, in the hypostatic union, just so that we're not losing any traction, hypostatic union is fully God taking on fully man. 100% God, 100% man, and that being brought together in perfect unity and to the fact where there was not a time when God was more man than he was God, and or when he was more God than he was man. One did not trump the other ever. There was not a millisecond in time. And that's amazing to me because sometimes I have a hard enough time being 100% man. So that is that. So if you want to impress your friends tomorrow, you can do that with that. So back to the phrase. The phrase that I hear every year is, how can we think of the birth of Christ without also thinking of his death? There's nothing wrong with that saying. I have no problem with that saying. But here, I'm going to say it one more time. If you're writing it down, you can. You don't have to. How can we think about the birth of Christ without also thinking of his death? And the only thing that I want to bring from that phrase is I don't want it to be I don't want us to forget the overwhelming power of his birth and jump straight to his death. I want to leave his death and resurrection for Easter. Since we're still in the Christmas season, let's look at his birth. Now, I want to do something really, well, I think it's really cool, maybe you will. So I wanted to engage you guys. So Sarah has agreed, I texted her a couple days ago. Anyway, she has agreed to type while we talk. And so can you get it projected on there? Is that possible? Okay, perfect. Now, could you do like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, that kind of thing? Is that possible? I mean, I don't know. I don't know how to do anything. Oh, there we go. Okay, so, oh, perfect. Okay, so what I want us to do, in keeping in mind God, remaining God, when he came to earth, I want to list off at least 50 attributes of God. So just to give you an idea what I'm looking for. Let's say somebody raises their hand, I say, you know that. And then they say, God is holy. So boom, then I point to Sarah. Sarah, God is holy. And then Sarah writes, holy. And then we know that God is holy. All right? Does that make sense? All right, so I want, I think that we could get everybody, maybe even a couple times, I don't know. So just raise your hand, I'll just point to you, if you got one. Merciful. All right, God is merciful. Exactly, Nicholas. Mighty. God is mighty, absolutely. Loving. God is loving. We're not going too fast. Actually, wait, let's take a second. Let's give Sarah a round of applause because she's... All right. All-knowing or omniscient. You could do like a slash. I don't know. Anyways. Omnipresent. Omnipresent. Sovereign. Righteous. All-powerful. Consuming fire. I like that. Faithful. Anybody else? He's the creator. Now, if you have a hard time coming up with the next one, I like to do this. I'd like to go, A, he is all-knowing. B, he is the beginning and the end. You know, just. He is just. He is unchanging. Let's see. Light. Awesome. Long-suffering. Emma, do you have one? All right. I'm watching you. Gracious. Perfect. Wise. Let's see here. Immutable. Man, try spelling that. Trustworthy. Merciful. Counselor. I think we have merciful twice, but it's all right because he's merciful. Triune. Ah, there we go. All right. Who hasn't said one? I don't want to call on anybody. Timothy? Eternal. I know it's possible. I did it last night. I got at least 50. Well, forgiving. He is forgiving. He's a forgiving God. Exactly. Let's see. Anybody else? Come on, we're at 28.
Savior?
I don't think it was on there, but Savior. Are we going to count it as one or two? Sarah? Alpha and Omega? Okay, count it as two. There we go. Alpha and Omega.
He's a jealous God.
Patient. Let's see.
Firstborn from the dead.
Man, I like it. Redeemer.
Life-giving.
We're at 35. Servant. Servant. Let's see. The truth? Truth.
King of kings.
Who wants to say Lord of lords? I know somebody's thinking. Come on. All right, Lord of lords. Sufficient. The Prince of Peace. What was that? Provider. The Lamb. Ancient of Days. The Teacher. Oh man, we're getting up there. True. Healer. Wonderful. All right. The One Who Sees. Comforter. I know we're at 50. Does anyone want to say any more? Sustainer. Now everybody wants to talk. What was that? Kind. I think I heard someone, but I didn't hear it all the way. What was that? The Banner. Triune. Oh, man, we're having it up there too. We might as well put it three times. It's triune, yeah. Unique. There's no one like him. That's exactly true. Yeah. The Helper. Let's see, how much time do we have? Huh? We could do this all night, honestly. Counselor. Hey, sorry. All right. Anybody else? Judge, sacrifice, spirit, line of Judah, all right, going once, oh man, mighty God, the bridegroom, okay, the bread of life, I like it, bread of life. I am. You can do it in all caps. Yeah, there we go. Well, they're all in all caps. Everlasting. The way. The door. The truth. It might be. We can put it again. What's that? God the Son. Shepherd. What's that? The gate. The messenger. Precious. We could put it up there. Light. Altogether lovely. Father. Do you want to keep going? I mean, we can. I mean, we're at 80. I mean, I say let's round it off at 80. All right? Is that good? All right, so somebody's got to give me the 80. Prince of Peace. All right. So, Sarah, could you scroll? Is that a thing? Right. That's amazing that we're able to do that. We're able to list off God's attributes like that. And keeping all of these in mind when we think about his birth, it almost seems overwhelming to the point where I don't even know. Let's look at Luke chapter 2. Luke chapter 2, starting in 4. Luke chapter 2. Verse 4. And Joseph also went up
from Galilee, from the town of Nazareth, to Judea, to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and the lineage of David, to be registered with Mary, his betrothed, who was with child. And while they were there, the time came for her to give birth. Now listen up, this is where it gets important. And she gave birth to her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and lay him in a manger, because there was no place for them in the inn. She gave birth to her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and laid him in a manger.
That he is the one who is in that manger. The one that we can run off 80 attributes of like that. He is all of those things and so much more. We could stay here all night listing off the things of God. And it's amazing to think that he was the one laying in the manger. And so as the Christmas season comes to an end, and the new year comes in, let's not forget who was in the manger. All right, let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you so much for this time to look into your word and to think back to who was in the manger and all of the attributes that he possessed and does still possess. God, we love you, and God, we're so thankful that you came as a baby to the town of Bethlehem those many years ago, and though it was so many years ago, we can still look back and be amazed at. It's in your name I pray. Amen.